Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama in Japan for a Group of Seven summit was confronted Wednesday with public outrage over the murder of a Japanese woman allegedly by a former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa. Mr. Obama expressed his condolences and promised full cooperation. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking through an interpreter, said he was expressing the shock of an entire nation over the crime.
I, too, feel profound resentment. When thinking of fear and real disappointment of this victim, I am just speechless. We will investigate in a rigorous manner under the Japanese jurisdiction in line with the Japanese laws this offender who committed this self-centered and absolutely despicable crime.
President Obama and Prime Minister Abe will take part Thursday and Friday in G7 discussions likely to focus on the global economy. The UN Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The council has been progressively terminating the targeted measures imposed at the end of the civil war in 2003. Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. Farhan Haq is a spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Secretary General notes that targeted sanctions measures have accompanied the consolidation of peace and the rebuilding of state institutions in Liberia since 2003, and that these measures have been progressively adjusted as Liberia has met the benchmarks set out by the Council. Today's lifting by the Security Council of the remaining arms embargo on non-state actors further signals the significant progress made by Liberia and the sub-region in maintaining stability.
Former President Charles Taylor set off his civil war in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. This is VOA News.